Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic Program. We do have Chick and Rita. They're with the Rozark Hills Roastery here in Arkansas, in Rosebud, Arkansas. And Chick and Rita, thanks for taking time and talking with us.
Absolutely.
Well, now, Chick, you are the mom and Rita the daughter, and you guys get to do something my family loves to do. The ladies in my home and in my family love coffee, iced coffee, hot coffee, any kind of coffee, flavored coffees, and you guys get to do this every day. So, Chick, tell us about how this came about. How did you start this business?
Well, my husband and I were full-time travelers, and we came through Arkansas in various times, and we just thought it was a beautiful place to live. So we started looking for a place to settle down, and we bought a place, and we just thought we didn't see any real good coffee places where you could go buy fresh coffee. And we're from Seattle, Washington, where that is the coffee mega. And so we missed that. And so we called our kids and said, you know, why don't you come down and join us, and we'll try and start a little coffee roastery down here. So they moved down, and we started Rozark Hills Coffee Roastery.
In 1996, so it's been around some while now.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at Seattle, I've been there, you had Seattle's Best, and then you had Starbucks, which now are kind of combined. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, and it's not like it was 30 years ago or 40 years ago. It's become more commercialized. It's not the same. So when you go to real coffee shops, and I'm talking about businesses in Marshall and Clinton, Heber Springs, Searcy, Batesville, Mountain View, Conway, not the name brand ones, but local coffee shops, that's what you deal with a lot. There's a total different feel, correct?
Yes, very much so.
And difference in coffees, too.
Absolutely.
So now when you look at this, Rita, tell us the process of choosing the beans that you guys roast.
Well, we'd buy our coffee through Green Bean Brokers. So they'll send me samples of green coffee. I will sample roast them, which is a different roast than a production roast. And then we take them into our cupping room, and we cup them blind, and we score them. And then obviously the ones that score the best are the ones that I'm going to contact my brokers and start negotiating bringing those coffees in.
It's kind of like a wine tasting almost, isn't it? I mean, it really is very similar.
Very similar.
So you, when you go to this, and then you're thinking, when you're tasting this, do you have in mind what some of the shops that you supply coffee to, what they kind of like? I mean, is that something you kind of feel when you're tasting those?
No, you're more tasting for, like, you're looking for acidity or body or sweetness or balance of the body and the acidity and the sweetness. I mean, you're looking for nuances of whatever that bean character has, you know, like chocolatey or fruity or...
Now, where is the coffee grown? How does coffee come about? This shows you somebody doesn't really understand all that. So how does that happen?
Well, coffee grows around the equatorial band between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. So anywhere around the equatorial band within that where coffee grows. So that would include like Indonesia, Africa, South America, Central America.
And even Hawaii, because there's Hawaii, right?
Yeah, the only place that it grows in the United States is in Hawaii.
And they're trying in California, you were telling me just before we went on the mic, and that's something they're experimenting, but it's very difficult.
Yeah, they're experimenting with trying to grow it there.
Now, tell us about the process. When someone says you're going to roast a coffee, when you get a bean, tell me what that bean's like before you roast it. Is that something people can eat, that green coffee bean, chop it up and say, well, you just use it like chewing tobacco or something? What is a coffee like?
Well, the coffee, when it's processed at origin, when they dry it to about 11% moisture. So it's very hard. It's like a little rock. And so you have to roast it. It gets softer when you roast it because it expands and the moisture leaves the bean.
That's how it goes. Now, one thing I look at too, you'd look at a dark coffee, a light coffee. I'm a breakfast blend guy, so I'm kind of a weakling. I have a brother that literally, I think it's so hard you could spoon the coffee out so strong that it would make you stay up for days. Well, and there is a happy medium. I mean, you have people who like the strong coffee, which would be a darker.
Everybody has their own idea of strength. Some people will think of the darkness as strength. Some people think of body as strength or a lot of acidity as strength. It's kind of subjective.
So now when you look at a light coffee, let's say you want a breakfast blend coffee. And that's a term that I hear a lot of people say. So you want a breakfast blend. Well, where does that come from? Where do you find that bean to be a breakfast? Why is it lighter?
I don't know that breakfast blends are always lighter blends. I think every roastery has their own concept of what they think that they want to drink in the morning for coffee. You know, So ours is a three-bean blend of Central American, South American, and Indonesian coffees, which is going to give you really great body, but yet it's going to have this really nice bright acidity, which makes me think of waking up, you know, brightness. And
when you go through the process of picking the beans, and Chick, I know you've probably been a coffee drinker being in Seattle. This is something you've seen your whole life as well.
Yes, very much so.
So when you came about, that's how you looked at it. You said it goes back to person's taste. You really have to kind of find what is a hit and what's not. Is there ever been a time, Rita, when you take something and say, wow, this should be okay, and then you find out it was a big seller? What makes that happen? Is just people's taste?
I guess so. And as a matter of fact, one of our blends, I was very frustrated when we were creating our blends in the beginning. I wasn't getting what I wanted, so I actually took these two beans that I thought were not going to go well together at all, and we roasted them and experimented with them and blended them. And they ended up being one of our best sellers.
Isn't that something? And that's how it comes about. It's sometimes it's just
experimental.
Yep. Well, it is amazing. And people can find your business. Tell us, Rose Arc is in Rosebud. And the name Chick came from kind of a combination of stuff, correct?
Right. We're at the foot of the Ozark Mountains, and we're in Rosebud, Arkansas, and we're in Rosebud. And so we just thought we'd put all of them together, and we're at the foothills of the Ozarks. So we just thought, well, we're in Rosebud, so it's Rose, and we're in the foothills, and we're in Arkansas, so Rosark Hills.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys coming by and talking with us. If someone would like to come by your store, they can do that and buy coffee direct and see how it's made, correct?
Yeah, we have a little retail area where you can come in and buy beans, coffee beans, ground or whole bean. We have a few accessories. We have some teas. We also have a nice big glass window that you can watch what we're doing out there and see us roasting and blending and packaging the coffee.
Do you find yourself changing your taste? This is what's funny. When people always say, what is your favorite artist? They always like asking a radio guy what their favorite. So I can go down a list of like 20 different people that I like, from, you know, Glenn Campbell to maybe some of the Beatles and Elvis, you know, all those people. What about your coffee? What is your coffee taste? Does it change?
Everybody always wants to know what's my favorite coffee. And I don't have a favorite coffee because it depends on my mood. It depends on whether I want to a nice, bright, acidic coffee with a little less body one time. And another time I might want something that's just really heavy and, you know, lots of chocolatey notes to it. Or, I mean, it just kind of depends on what I feel like drinking at the time. I drink a lot of different coffees.
So that makes sense. How about you, Chick?
Same here. My very favorite, though, is Ethiopian. I have to say that.
Yeah, that's something. You kind of have it for your own, you know. That's like when I go get a coffee, you know, the ladies of my family all go to coffee shops a lot. So I have to find something I like, and I'll do a French vanilla breve. You know, that's something when it's hot. And when it's cold, I don't drink a whole lot of cold coffee. That's something I always thought was, you know, I was raised in a generation, cold coffee means you didn't get it when it was warm.
It's set in the pot, and it's old, right?
Right. So that's kind of fun, that's for sure. Well, Rita and Chick, thanks for sharing with us about Rosark Coffee. We encourage people to come by and check you guys out, especially if they're looking to do something a little bit different and bring their coffee experience up a notch. That will definitely happen when it's so freshly roasted.
Well, we will try to make that experience one that they'll always remember and want to come back.
Okay. And you can also find you guys on the web too.
Rosark.com.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.